a giant, epic blockbuster film that's a sequel to both a series of films and a series of TV.
So many sights, sounds, and experiences are in this universe-spanning sequel that has a little edge to it. This week we're talking Doctor Strange 2, aka Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
How Star Wars is it?
Well, hello there, Mike.
Hi, Josiah, and hi, listeners.
Hello, listeners. Welcome.
And welcome to How Star Wars Is It? That, of course, is what you're listening to or watching, and this is the only podcast.
Right, it's the only podcast, and what do we do on here? Well, we rate things at a scale of 1 to 10. Not of how good or bad they are, but of how Star Wars they are.
That's right, and we both just saw Doctor Strange's mom.
Yeah, we saw Doctor Strange's mom. Anyway, what were we talking about? The name of the, what we do in this show.
Yeah, what the show is, we compare things to Star Wars, you guys.
Yeah.
Imagine if all things Star Wars, movies, books, TV, video games, all that, you boiled it all down in a pot to a Star Wars chili. We're comparing things to that.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
And this week, we're talking about the latest in the Marvel canon.
Doctor Strange, mom.
Doctor Strange in the mom.
In mom.
Doctor Strange in the mom.
In the mom.
Otherwise known as AKA Doctor Strange 2.
AKA Doctor Strange in the Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I mean, he is in this, not spoilers. Honestly, folks.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys.
hey, it's going to be spoilies for this whole thing, okay?
This is a spoily boy.
It's going to have asterisk, spoilers, asterisk, and then the name
Doctor
of the episode.
Doctor Strange in the mom.
And then an asterisk, spoilers, asterisk in the title. That is my, mm-hmm, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. I think, actually, this is going to be back-to-back spoilies, because everywhere, mm-hmm, everything, we recorded everything everywhere all at once a while ago.
It's multiverse month!
It's multiverse month in May.
It's Multiverse of Madness.
Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, wait, Multiverse of Madeness is much cleaner.
May is for moms.
But Multiverse of Madeness is funnier.
Isn't it crazy that Mother's Day was right after Mom came out? Do you think they did it on purpose?
Multiverse of Madness, mom?
Yeah,
because then Wanda says that thing about being a mom. She's a mom.
Dude,
the whole movie.
She's talking about being a mother all the time.
Plus, Everything Everywhere All at Once is a mom movie.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Gosh, did we miss an opportunity here to have this be...
Mom month?
Mom-tiverse of Madeness.
Mom-tiverse
of Madeness. It's all multiverse and mom movies. Do we want to push back the other ones we've recorded and move them to later in the summer so that we can do things like Ma and Mother? Day.
Yeah, maybe male-tiverse of momness. Is that better than
I think mom-tiverse of maideness like almost sounds like multiverse of madness.
Mom-tiverse of maideness. Mom-tiverse of maideness. Welcome to mom-tiverse.
But we're not going to commit to this because we did an episode on burgers.
We've already recorded. We already have them in the can, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So we're not going to go back and record new ones.
Yeah, just pretend, guys.
Just pretend that all of these, I mean, they're all technically, all the episodes we've recorded do take place within the multiverse.
That's true.
So.
They take place in this universe where we have this dumb podcast.
I saw this with my mom, by the way. So this goes all the way to the top. This whole,
you saw mom with mom?
I saw mom with mom. This whole mom thing goes all the way to the top, everybody.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw mom with mom.
President.
And dad. I saw mom with mom and dad. And Charlie. So we had the whole family. Mm.
Wait, is the next Doctor Strange movie going to be abbreviated Doctor Strange Dad?
Yeah, it's going to be the dad. It's going to be
Dungeons and Dragons.
The Darkhold. All dead. Darkhold colon. All dead.
All dead. Doctor Strange colon. Darkhold colon. All dead.
Dad, oh, I thought you were going to say is the next Doctor Strange going to have the abbreviation to Charlie, and I was going to be like, that would be tricky.
Doctor Strange in Charlie.
And Charlie.
Strategic Homeland.
Strategic Homeland. Homeland. And Radioactive. Leguizamo.
All dead.
All dead.
Carliad. But you saw it with your family, okay.
I saw it with my family. Why was I talking about that? Oh, because it's the movie we went to see. I couldn't stop talking about... Let me get out the first thing, okay?
Here, we're going to talk about the movie. Everyone listening, we're talking about Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Going to talk about the movie. My ears are so sweaty. I got to get, like, smaller headphones. It's hot now in Chicago, everybody.
It's hot, and you need a pool.
Welcome to the Patreon. Go check out the Patreon for explanation of that reference. We will not explain
you guys,
it here.
The Patreon this week, or whatever week that ends up coming out, is truly excellent.
Yeah, you got to go check it out. We talk a lot about Mobius strips and what if they were cast in Batman movies. Go check it out wherever you get your podcast, which is Patreon. Go to patreon.com/housestarwars. Mm-hmm. But I can't stop thinking about how crazy it is that the multiverse is so, like, in vogue right now.
Yes, I know. It's so freaking in.
It's so in. And the fact that we have two movies that came out within several weeks of each other, that both main premise is the fact that there is a multiverse and hopping between the different mm-hmm. universes in the multiverse is crazy. Because, mm-hmm. like...
And a big central, like, theme in both is, like... And not necessarily as big in Doctor Strange, but, like... He says at one point to Rachel McAdams, the most believable romance in all of Marvel. That's a joke.
I was going to say, I don't know if that you're joking.
He says at one point, like, I love you. I love you in every universe.
Yeah.
Which is like kind of a central premise of Everything Everywhere All at Once.
And also, like, they keep asking, like, it's almost like they're trying to make a theme in Doctor Strange 2. Like, they ask, like, so,
are you happy?
Yeah, so many characters get, like, they ask Doctor Strange, are you happy? So many times.
Right.
And I'm like, stop. Stop it. Stop trying to make this a movie. Yeah. All right? Quit it. But, like, that's sort of a theme in everything in EEAOO as well.
Yeah. There was a multiverse movie. Sorry, I'm going to try that again. Multiverse. There was a multiverse movie that was good. EEAO.
It had Michelle Yeoh and what's her face? Her daughter. EEAO with a alpha Wayman.
Dildo here.
With a dildo here and a dildo there. Here, a dildo there, a dildo everywhere, a dildo. EEAO. That's good. That's a good song.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's make a YouTube parody of Old McDonald.
Which is in the public domain.
Yeah, so we don't have to pay for it.
It'd be good.
What if
Even though parody, fair use, that's all covered.
That's all covered in for Old McDonald.
But we're not talking about that good movie. We're talking about this kind of a good movie.
Yeah, you seem to have liked it more than I liked it.
Yeah, I did like it because... So here's the thing. It is so it's a bummer for Sam Raimi and that Marvel movie that a much more interesting multiverse movie came out only weeks before it.
Because compared to other
Marvel movies, this thing is like a wacky, crazy kaleidoscope.
Yeah, that's true.
And some of them are just like, what if a guy got small? But this one is like really interesting. I was saying after we left, this would be a really good like Halloween movie.
Yeah.
Because it's got like even like the sort of logo poster word mark, as it were, the sort of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. It looks like the front cover of like a pulpy or like H.P. Lovecraft.
Yeah.
Like that sort of old school horror fantasy font.
There is a cool take on a superhero movie in this movie that is like, much like the zombies that Sam Raimi loves so much, is clawing, trying to get out.
Right.
And it sometimes peeks its head through the sort of like glossy MCU exterior.
Right. It's like, were you a Rugrats kid?
No, I wasn't allowed to watch it because they were a bad influence.
Sure.
Because they were naughty.
Stu Tommy Pickle's dad.
Yep.
Is an inventor. He's a toy inventor. Yes. So I actually, now that I think about it,
is you?
I'm like equal parts Sid from Toy Story and Stu from Rugrats.
Yeah, I was gonna say you are Stu.
Uh huh. And will he in name- one episode makes this bubble machine. It's almost like sort of like a tall cylinder, almost like a trash can size. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And in fact, it might even have like a foot pedal that operates it. And it makes this big bubble, and it never really goes. Like the bubble inflates, but it pops before it like gets to kind of like launch into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point during the run of the episode, the babies inadvertently knock like a big butterfly net onto it, and that like latches itself onto the like aperture where the bubble comes out, and the bubble then goes through the butterfly net and makes a bunch of little bubbles. And he realizes what his invention should have been all along, which was this like giant like storm of little bubbles. Anyway, for the listeners who do know what I'm talking about, I guess you're welcome. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For the reference. Because movies is references.
Yeah.
And entertainment is hearing things you already know. But I think what you're saying is that. Like, mm-hmm. It's almost like Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Yes.
Like, Marvel has this, like, perfect little shell with little holes cut into it, and they don't know about the holes. And they're like, just push it down on the Play-Doh and make yourself a Marvel movie. And he's like, I'm going to cut some holes and make weird Play-Doh hairs come out.
Yes.
Because I like weird Play-Doh hairs. And they're like, not too many, though.
Not too many. Snip, snip. Yeah, there's parts of this that are genuinely creative and cool and are very different than anything we've seen in a Marvel movie before. But Charlie didn't like it very much. I liked it more than she did, I think. But she was so, and in part because she didn't know who Sam Raimi was. And so for her, when she saw Sam Raimi directed, that doesn't mean anything to her.
Didn't mean anything. Yeah. Well, and that's an interesting point, because a fair amount of the sort of references or like point of view of that movie is like, only it's sort of this kind of Jimmy Fallon effect of all the crap going on right now with, you know, like the Spider-Man movie that I just saw for the first time on my iPad on a plane is just sort of like, remember these guys?
Yeah.
And that's the movie. And you need to almost know Sam Raimi, like some sense of his oeuvre.
Yeah.
For the Sam Raimi of it all to like mean anything to you.
And so that's what happened to her. Well, so I shouldn't say she doesn't know who Sam Raimi is. She knows he did Spider-Man, right?
Sure.
And so for her,
but not necessarily Evil Dead.
Right. She didn't know Evil Dead. And so for her, it was like, okay, the Spider-Man director is doing Doctor Strange. Cool. And so then when parts of it were trying to be scary, she thought it was weird. And then also sometimes funny, because she was like, what are they trying to do? You know, she was like, what is this movie trying to...
Why are they making like a parody of a horror movie?
Yes, exactly.
Like, no, this part is a horror movie.
Yeah, exactly. So there are parts of it, like the part whatever Wanda... when Wanda dream walks into the body of the...
And she's like chasing him through that tunnel.
And her body gets all fucked up because she's treating the body all horribly. And like, you know,
yeah,
she's
right.
like shuffling and moving all weird, to where it becomes essentially a chase scene in like a monster movie where the monster is Wanda. I was like, oh, I see what they're doing. This is kind of cool. It wasn't like actually very scary, although there are a couple like legitimate jump scares in this flick. Mm-hmm. But Charlie like was almost laughing at that part, because she was like, what are they doing? Why are they trying to make this scary? This is not scary. And me knowing like Sam Raimi coming from a horror background, like Evil Dead and everything, I'm like, oh, I see. They're trying to do like a zombie thing kind of right now. That's cool. I can dig that from a very intellectual standpoint, less from like, I'm enjoying this, like, but more of like a, I see what they're trying to do.
I think the thing that I like did this time, which is funny, I think I might have taken it from you in a conversation we just had on our Twitter DM thread with Michael Delaney, past and no doubt future guest of the podcast. I just saw that Spider-Man No Way Home, worst title in any movie.
Has nothing
history.
To do with anything in the movie.
Doesn't make sense. Like, you know what they did with the Christopher Nolan Batman movies? They called one Batman Begins, and then they called the next one The Dark Knight, and that one hit so hard that they're like, let's just call it the next one The Dark Knight 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they didn't need to commit to the home thing.
No, they didn't have to.
I don't even understand why home is significant. Anyway.
I don't know why.
I watched that movie, and I was like, I didn't really feel a thing the entire time. And then when I was talking to you guys, you mentioned something about, like, yeah, I saw it in the theaters, and it was, like, really fun and cool to be part of that, like, hype and, like, see the things without any spoilers or anything like that. And I kind of was like, yeah, that's actually a really good attitude to watch a Marvel movie, because they're all this.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I watched this movie, I was like, it's not going to be everything everywhere all at once.
No.
It's going to be... it's going to be a Doctor Strange movie, and I didn't even love Doctor Strange.
No.
And I didn't like him in the Spider-Man movie, and I was only lukewarm to him in the Avengers movies.
I can't...
So I was like, yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah. That was my, like, attitude going into it. I was like, this is going to be weird. It's going to be probably fun. It's going to be a ride. Yeah. I'm just going to let myself go on the ride, and afterwards I can talk about it from a critical standpoint if I want to, but, like... I don't know. I mean, like, what's his face? Scorsese was right. These movies are not cinema.
Yeah,
but also, it's a stupid argument.
We had to watch, like, a 15-minute long YouTube video to, like, prepare to see the movie, because I was like, I could not tell you what happened in Doctor Strange, and it would be much easier to let someone else explain the relevant things from Avengers and from WandaVision and from whatever.
Honestly,
else.
This movie is Doctor Strange. It's telling that they didn't call it Doctor Strange 2, because this movie has very little to do with what happened in Doctor Strange.
Sure.
Like, this movie has...
But I mean, like, Captain America Civil War was more like Avengers 2.5. What's that one? Lion King 1.5?
Yeah, exactly.
It was like Avengers 2.5.
I mean, that's what this is. It's a sequel to WandaVision.
It's a sequel to the MCU. The MCU is now like a television show like Lost was.
Which is not...
Previously on the MCU. That's how they should start these movies.
They really should. They really should. They should give you a little 5-minute thing at the beginning to give you all the relevant information. Because, like, if you didn't see WandaVision, you're kind of fucked in this movie.
Yeah, in fact, another shout out to Michael Delaney. He tweeted something to the effect of, like, crazy that the movie theater asked me for my Disney Plus login when I was buying a ticket.
I know, right? Like, and I was talking with a friend about, like, there was the controversy where there were, like, 60 screenings of Doctor Strange at that one theater in New York.
Like Times Square or whatever.
And it pushed out other movies, and that's like all the controversy of like, yeah, you can like Marvel movies, you can go see Marvel movies, but like it is not good that it is monopolizing entertainment to the extent that there's no other entertainment.
Right, but then here am I. I want to go see that movie, The Northmen, the Dave Eggers movie, and I want to go see, I never saw The Last Duel or The Green Knight. I heard those are both good. And I'm just, like, not making the point to do it because, like, I don't care enough about going to the theater to see a movie. And I'm almost, there are two things about me that I wish I had the gene for. One is... That's exactly the other one. I wish I could bring myself to being a hat guy because I like what hats look like. I just don't wear hats. And then I wish I could like snap to the other multiverse version of me that's everything is the same, but I like have this drive to go to the cinema.
And
in that version, I also can grow facial hair and I have a lot more money.
Yeah, totally.
I want to go to that one.
Mike, I can imagine you with a hat right now and it totally works. So like, and I've said this to you before. But the key to wearing hats is just starting to wear hats. Because I used to want to be a hat guy, and I had the same thought of like, well, hats just won't look good on me. But like, I am imagining you with a hat right now, and you look great.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
A couple things.
Okay. I'm sure you've thought a lot about this.
I have an egghead, a big, dumb, stupid, bulbous top of head, head top.
Sure.
And I, even like today, it's just sort of like messy, but like, I don't like my hair being squished.
Okay, then that's fair. I mean, I have a lot of hair, right? Like, there's a lot of hair under this hat that I'm wearing right now, which is the reason I'm wearing the hat, because my hair is out of control. And I've got a haircut scheduled for Friday, thank God.
Listeners, if you've never seen what Josiah looks like, imagine, like, Kenny G or Weird Al.
Yeah.
That's, just, like, what his hair length
imagine is. Cousin It, right? It's just a lot of hair.
Imagine Cousin Oliver.
Yeah. Who?
He was on the Brady Bunch.
Oh, I see.
Once the youngest kids got old enough that they weren't cute anymore, they were like, let's get some viewers back by having a new cute little kid.
Imagine John Oliver, okay?
Imagine John Oliver. That's Josiah.
Imagine John...
Like, Krasinski.
Krasinski in this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, let's...
You know, that's like an internet thing.
Yes.
Like a fan cast thing.
It's like a fan cast. Like, well, okay. It's
to the point that, like, current Fantastic Four comics, I think, look like Reed looks like John Krasinski.
That's weird because he never used to. I kind of hate when they.
I don't think he's smart enough.
Yeah, John Krasinski.
I think he's too everyman.
No, yeah, he looks too. His face looks too dopey. He needs to look more like.
Yeah, like too kind.
Yeah, he's just pleasant. It's too round. Like, it's too round.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got like a Guess Who face.
Yeah, the Reed Richards has a rectangle for a face.
Yeah.
And John Krasinski has a nice circle face.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say about that. It is a fan.
You're reminding me of a Shark Tank episode that the person pitching, I couldn't tell you their thing or what his name was, but he was wearing like a really boxy looking suit. I think it was just like because he had bad style, like not, it wasn't anything to do with the pitch. But when he walked out, I said, "Hi, Sharks, I'm a rectangle." And we, Caitlin and I, say that to each other all the time.
I'm a rectangle. I'm here to pitch
to you. I'm a rectangle.
I'm here to pitch to you right angles. All right? We've all got four of them. All of us. What if you could add four more? Well, what would you be? I don't know.
Two squares.
The rectangular prism? Maybe. Yeah. I'm here to pitch to you. Hi, Sharks. I'm a rectangle. I'm here to pitch to you 3D space. Now, imagine...
Hi, Sharks from Flat World.
Now, imagine our dimensions and add a third one. Holy shit. Isn't that crazy?
You ever been smooshed by a circle and when it touches you, it's little and then it gets big and then it gets little again and then it goes away?
Yeah.
That's a sphere.
That's a sphere.
That's a ball.
That's a ball, all right? Have you ever been the tip of an apple and you travel through all of the apple and you experience each part of it as a slice of the apple, but then you get to the end and it was actually a whole apple?
Let me introduce you to the multiverse of madness.
Let me introduce you to my mom. My multiverse of madness.
You know that trend on Twitter right now? It's like, this was my multiverse of madness.
Oh, no.
We should make an account for Flat World. Like, was there a guy in that story, Flat World?
I don't know.
Flat Stanley?
Flat Stanley. If Flat Stanley wasn't in Flat World, that is a crime.
It should maybe that's like the crossover event.
Oh, the crossover.
The sort of civil war of flat.
Yeah,
the FCU.
the flat cinematic universe.
Yeah, but like someone in Flat World who has sorcery powers goes into the multiverse and learns about 3D space.
Isn't it pretty messed up that in Flat World everything just looks like a line?
Right.
Like.
Yeah, crazy.
Everything's just a line.
It was funny in this movie that we're supposed to be talking about today. They have that whole sequence of going through a bunch of different universes, which felt an awful lot like the light speed skipping in Rise of Skywalker.
How
Star Wars is it?
Yeah,
just sort of like it's funny. It explored a bunch of cool different looking things, but we never got to stay in any of them, which is like where I think a lot of comedy could have come. It was just sort of like, what if this? Cool. What if this? Cool. What if this? Cool. What if this? Cool. Yeah. Good. 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 Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. And shout out to Luna Bloom.
and at one point when we were going to the car to leave, I went to the movie theater where you and I and Charlie saw Scream 5, aka Scrifivum. We were saying again, like, how it's just so funny how it was very Bug's Life and Ants that this movie came out in the same like month time as a truly cool, visionary, innovative movie with similar subject matter. But we were like, even when it showed all the different like universes they go through, and in one they're like paint and in one they're cartoons or whatever, those are kind of like, I don't know, paint is a little bit interesting, but we only saw it for like, what, 3 seconds?
Yeah.
But like, that feels like the first choice, you know, like the low hanging fruit of like, I don't know, maybe paint is not the first choice, but it is sort of like...
It's no hot dog
It feels
hands.
More obvious than hot dog fingers or raccoon-y.
Like, yes. They didn't give... That's the other issue. One of the other issues of the movie. I found it to be just very tonally inconsistent. Because it's trying to be a lot of things.
Hey, you know what else is sometimes?
Star Wars.
Specifically, like Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah. There's times when it's trying to be just a straightforward Marvel movie. There's times when it's kind of like an action adventure where it's like there's monsters and they're chasing us and we're gonna fight the monsters.
The goober, yeah.
And there's some kind of cool fight sequences. There's times when it's very magical based and there's cool like magic fights. Like I thought the
music fight.
Yeah, that was great.
Was cool.
The music.
It looked an awful lot like when it's just magic blasts, but it was at least kind of a cool idea. I wish they almost like amped it up a little bit.
Yeah,
more,
it was very Fantasia. Like it felt super cool.
I wish there was more, just like in the sixth Harry Potter, I want to say it is.
When Dumbledore
and Voldemort fight and they're like actually manipulating things around them as opposed to just shooting blasts at each other.
Yes.
And I think other than the music, staff fight, which I thought was kind of cool looking and a different idea. All the magic is that David Yates Harry Potter blast thing.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it on the way home, and I mentioned that. I was like, I wish that, like, the magic fights looked like anything.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I'm going to shoot my red blast at your orange circles, and they're going to explode like bombs. And as we were talking about it, this is maybe my favorite interpretation of what, like, magic and fights like that look like that is a case for those, because I think I hear a lot over and over on, like, film Twitter and, like, video essays, you know, people kind of shitting on magic beam shooting at other magic beam.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin was saying, I don't know, maybe Wanda was just so pissed she couldn't think any more creatively than like, I'm going to shoot bombs at you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And I was like, that's a really good point.
That's like a great...
I'm doing a war. What is war? That's shooting bombs.
Yeah, I'll shoot... Yeah, like, that's a good point, is that there could be a character, a character-motivated reason for the shooting of blasts.
Yeah.
As opposed...
It's just, like, annoying that, like, they all talk about Wanda as being, like, she can rewrite reality.
Yeah.
And her version of that is, like, I'm gonna shoot red blasts at you that blow up, like, bombs.
Yeah.
But not even, like, atomic bomb. Like, she could conceivably, like, turn the entire castle upside down and shake it like it's a couch cushion and everybody falls out to their death.
I know.
Like, she can do whatever she wants.
Well, I wish they would... That was the issue with Thanos, too, whenever he had all the Infinity Stones and they were like, right, he has control over all of reality. And it's like, well, then why isn't he doing anything except for trying to fight you with his fists?
I'm gonna punch you so hard.
Right? Like, it's like anytime...
I have a big sword that has nothing to do with my magic.
Like, anytime you have... Like, in comics, it's a little bit easier because you can, like, do whatever you want, as anything you can draw. Right. And in, like, movies, it's almost like they can't go hard enough.
Right.
Like, because...
Like, the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
The things he conjures with his ring, the only real
Big
Green
Fist?
Lantern, like, oeuvre that I know is the weird Ryan Reynolds movie. But yeah, it's like Big Fist or, like, Gatling gun, like,
yeah,
on a like on a battleship or whatever.
Big hammer.
It's like, you should make, like, goofy ass, like, boxing glove at the end of a spring kind of thing.
Literally anything you can think of, you can make.
Yeah.
And he only thinks of these, like, same, like, three things over,
like,
and over again.
Oh, you got a soldier.
Yeah.
To have this thing where, like, creativity is your...
Well, there's a cool...
It's your thing.
One of the cooler Green Lanterns is an artist. Like, I think it's,
yeah,
Kyle...
Yeah, like, that's who needs to be the Green Lantern.
Kyle Rayner is the name of that one, I think. I can't remember. I used to be, like, kind of a Green Lantern fan, but I've fallen off of it for a while. But his stuff was like that. Like, he would come up with creative stuff because he was a freaking artist. Like, he was literally, yeah, a visual artist. And so he would have, like, a lot of... And that's the issue with, like, Wanda or...
Like, Salvador Dali would be a great,
yeah,
Green Lantern.
It would be.
Should we cast like museum classic artists as different superheroes?
Pablo Picasso is Captain America.
He feels kind of Doctor Strange-ish to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I could feel that. Who's Mark Rothko? Who is a favorite of mine?
Uh-huh.
Mark Rothko is going to be, what's, like, someone really blocky and, like, very, like, strong color.
A Thing.
Ooh, I like it. Mark Rothko's the Thing.
And he's, like, orange, but, like, part of him is, like, a little bit redder orange,
yeah,
and the other part of him is a little bit yellow.
Yeah, and I look at it for hours, and I'm like, holy uh-huh cow. Jackson, yeah, Pollock is Spider-Man.
Yep.
Webs.
Yeah.
It's
with a bullet.
With a bullet. Easy peasy. This is good. Is this the game section now?
It might be.
But no, so yeah.
I think Wanda, like, Grant Wood or Edward Hopper. That's Captain America. No, Norman Rockwell is Captain
Norman
America.
Norman Rockwell's Captain America, that's easy.
That whitewashed ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That
idyllic small town America.
What a loser. But it is like this movie, when it's peeking out the horror-ness of it, like, there's a part where Doctor Strange is possessing his own corpse from another universe, and he has he has wings made of the damned souls, and he's fighting.
That part,
very cool.
I almost, like, when he asks Rachel McAdams, like, you have to keep guard over my body in case they come for me or whatever, and she's like, who? And he says, the souls of the damned. I was kind of like, did I miss, like, a critical line of dialogue from, like, a half hour ago where they explain this?
No.
And then I was like, oh, no, they're just saying, like, oh, by the way, we forgot. It's like, You know, in like high school where you get a paperback after having it been graded or whatever, and your teacher's like, don't introduce a new idea in like the last third of your thing.
Yeah.
It did sort of feel like that. But in the way that like The Lonely Island does that, where they sort of like bring a new idea to the end of a song or whatever, and it's like, oh, fun. You're stoking more funniness in this.
Yeah.
Like, it did feel like that, that like, similar to Everything Everywhere All at Once, where the creators are like, look, here's kind of how it works, but just come. Just come for the
just
ride.
Go
it's
going to
be so
it.
Fun. Yeah. Wait, just put your seatbelt on. We've got you. This movie does do a little of that.
It does.
The problem is some of the things that they don't bother like telling you are like, oh, if you didn't see this or if it's been a year or 10 since you saw this, sorry, I hope you remember.
Yeah. There's a lot like going like
who's
this,
the green ox?
Just a guy.
Did we meet him before?
I think it's just some guy.
Okay, I didn't think we had, and I was very happy to just be like, oh yeah, he's just some weird guy.
It's just a dude, but he's a minotaur or something.
But like the more I saw him, the more I was like, wait, am I supposed to know who that is?
Well, he even got like a shout out in the credits, like the guy who played him, and I was like, why did he get one? Did he even have any lines?
Crazy.
This movie has a lot going against it to try to like to succeed, because yes, it is. Oh, and the things you're talking about with Wanda not being like she can control all of reality. Oh, the one scene that where it does kind of do that is the one with the Illuminati, which also felt weird because it felt like it was just a like reference section where they were like, check it out, we're making references. But
I know, and the fight itself felt like a worse version of that early scene in Invincible.
Yeah.
Where all the superheroes get killed, especially since it's like not any superheroes we know or care about, really.
Yes, that was my issue with it. I understand why they did
it's
it.
Like, yeah, hey, cool. Here's these things. Now they're gone.
I understand why they did it, because they had to have disposable heroes that Wanda could kill to show how powerful and unhinged she was becoming.
Yes.
But the fact that we had just met them all and didn't actually know how powerful they were made it less like effective, because I was like, well, I didn't know that guy. And I don't know how powerful these guys are. Like, I know they're...
Oh, man, his head deflated.
Yeah, that was intense. Black Bolt. Man, they're...
Kerry Russell in MI3, eat your heart out.
I know.
That's also a reference for Michael Delaney.
Yes. The eye going... but there was some cool stuff. And how Star Wars is it? I don't know.
Yeah, there's no, like, Souls of the Damned, really, in Star Wars.
No, there's good. There's like CGI. There was some cool like electric guitar in this.
I also wanted to care about America more, but
yeah.
I kind of didn't.
I liked
by no fault of her own. I thought she was good, but like, you know how Black Panther is introduced in whatever friggin' Avengers movie it is? Is it Civil War?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was similar to that, where it's like, hey, here's a character that you haven't met yet. We're going to introduce them in a movie that's not their own. But don't worry, you'll see more of them. But I didn't care as much.
Yeah.
I can't tell you why.
I'm kind of a sucker
She was more of a goober than Black Panther was.
Yeah. I mean, she is the goober in this, right?
Yeah.
Like,
she's like that bald kid in X-Men 3.
Yes. Yeah, totally. The I am a little bit of a sucker for like the Wolverine Kitty Pride dynamic in Marvel of like gruff guy with
Wolverine and any young
Wolverine and Jubilee
X-Men girl.
Yeah, like and in any gruff
Wolverine in armor.
any gruff guy with the young girl who's like the protector, or like X-23 and like the Logan dynamic in the Logan movie and everything. So I liked it, but I did feel that she didn't get much character to work with.
Right.
You know, so it did feel like I was kind of like, I don't really know who she is yet. And I'm sure she's going to end up in some Disney Plus series and we'll get to know her a lot better. Which I'm excited about, because I like that character in the comics. She's like a really...
So frustrating.
She's a really fun character. Well, it's also just another... Here's what's so frustrating and so... It's simultaneously like, if I was a different person, I would be psyched out of my mind about this.
I know.
Right? Because,
and if I was a different person on the opposite end of the spectrum, I would just stop watching them.
Yes, exactly.
If none of them are like making it happen for me, which this movie was fun. I'm glad I saw this movie. I liked this movie.
Yeah.
But like, I'm only two episodes into Moon Knight, because I like kind of slept on it. And I'm like, I don't know. I love Oscar Isaac. I don't really care about this. Maybe at some point I will, but...
I like Moon Knight specifically because I said this on the Twitter thread about, like, it's not connected to anything else. Like, right. You don't have to have watched anything else. I'm sure
I just wish they would make these as, like, little movies.
I know. It is a little frustrating.
I don't need Hawkeye to be 7 episodes or however long it was.
Yeah.
That was, like, a cute little story. It didn't need to be drawn out.
Yeah. But like I said, like, if I was a different person, or, like, even if I was, like, my high school self, I would be psyched out of my freaking gourd about this. Because Miss America is another hint that we are, that's her, like, hero name in the comics is Miss America. Mm-hmm. We are going to have a young Avengers. And it's the sure. same with, like, Wanda's kids being present at some point. And it's mm-hmm, the same with, like, Reed Richards showing up and Xavier showing up. Because if they're in this universe, in this alternate universe, then, like, maybe they're going to be
in... It's only a matter of time. Yeah.
It's only a matter of time. And also the fact that they're talking about incursions now, which is right. two universes collapsing into the same universe, is like, well, now I know how they're going to bring the X-Men into it, right?
Right.
Because...
Plus also...
Yeah, that was really fun. I was like, I don't care how stupid this is that he is the... Yeah. literal animated series Charles Xavier.
Right, and he's in the yellow car.
I am loving this. I was
is that
like,
what you would call that?
Yeah, a little yellow car, a little bumper
it's
car.
A little yellow car.
But, like, I just don't know.
We read minds in a little yellow car.
A little yellow car. It's like, comics are cool because they never end.
Uh-huh.
And so you are reading... stories that are iterating upon each other. And sometimes the backstory is very important and sometimes it isn't. It depends on the writer, depends on the story, depends on how good the writer is, because a good comics writer that's writing for Marvel and DC can make it kind of feel like you can jump in anywhere and know what's going
right.
on, right? But these characters have been existing for 60 years, no, longer than that. And are going to be around for 60 more and are going to be around for forever, right?
Right.
And they're just going to keep making stories with them in comics for forever. Now, that is, like, the hard thing about comic books is making that good and making that interesting, because you know that
right.
these characters aren't going to functionally change that much and that these storylines aren't going to change that much. So it's, like, making it fun along the way.
Right. It's like how Dick Grayson was 13 for like 20-30 years.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he was like, now I'm 28. Like,
yeah, okay, he needs to be a little bit more grown.
Yeah. And
only a little.
And it's like how Peter Parker was in high school for a while, then he was in college for a while, and now he will always
right.
be freshly out of college for the rest of his
right.
life.
Yeah.
Which I wish they would do something with Marvel where they would just
the
like...
The perfect age to say things like, oh, we're using our made-up names?
Yes, right. I wish they would do something with Marvel where they would just do a little time jump of like 5 years, because I'm like, I would love to see 28-year-old Peter Parker now instead of 23-year-old mm-hmm. Peter Parker, and same with every hero. Like, make
right.
them just... in the next stage of life, because it's more interesting that way. But
yeah.
what was I saying? For some reason, what works in comic books is exhausting in movies. Like, the fact that all these movies are sequels to every other movie is, like,
yeah.
too much. And I want them all...
Right.
Right now, I prefer the DC method of just making each individual movie its own thing,
yeah.
where you don't have to worry about any continuity, you don't have to worry about what's come before... Like, that's almost more entertaining than...
It made it actually sort of refreshing to see someone like a Reed Richards, because I was like, oh, I vaguely know who that guy is, but no one's ever seen this version of it. Like, we don't need anything to understand
yeah.
John Krasinski's, like, 11 lines in the movie, or even, like, Professor X.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, you probably saw the X-Men, but if you didn't, you know that this guy's been in, like, 9 of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's a guy, he's bald, he drives around in a little yellow car, and he can read minds.
And it just feels like Marvel is too up its own ass now with its,
right.
like, continuity, which is the same issue that comic books have. And I hope that like, sometime in the near future, they break away from that, where they can feel the freedom just to, like, make a movie that
right.
is its own movie, you know?
You know, it's funny. It almost seemed like that was going to be the case with What If? And then by the end of it, they were like, no, all of these episodes are intertwined with one another.
Yes, yes,
like,
I know.
Oh, come on.
Like, and that's kind of why I liked Hawkeye a little bit, because it was its own little story.
Yeah, it was a little Christmas movie.
And then that's kind of...
took place over too many
years. Yes, and that's kind of like why I liked Moon Knight, because it's its own little story.
Sure.
And also probably could have been a movie, who knows? But... I like, and maybe I'm liking the TV shows more now than the movies, because the movies feel this weird need to be all in continuity, and the TV shows feel separated from that.
Right.
But I could talk about this forever, and we should go to the break.
Anyway, I liked this movie, and I don't think it's very Star Wars.
No, it's not very Star Wars. Let's go to the break, and then we'll come back and play a game.
Woo-hoo!
Whee!
And we're paint!
Wow, we didn't talk about much about the movie, did we? Okay.
Here, before we get into the game, every week we play a game, listeners. Wanda and the Darkhold.
Yeah.
Do you think she, in a sort of Breaking Bad Walter White kind of style, learned there was a way she could get what she wanted, and the sort of dark side of the Force tempted her into becoming an awful monster? Or do you think she was like... Do you think she was... Darth Vader or Anakin? Anakin being someone who was like, hey, the dark side will let you save your wife, versus like, once he was really Darth Vader, it was like, or I suppose they're one and the same, because that's literally the same guy.
I think, but it's like, the I think it's the first thing you said. I think that she
found a means to an end, and then the means to the end sort of
corrupted her,
influenced her to be have a worse end.
Yes, because at the end of WandaVision, she has learned from her mistake and presumably is going to try to fix it and not do that kind of stuff anymore. But then we see her with the Darkhold. And so,
like in her mind, like she's like drinking tea on her front porch or whatever.
Yeah.
But then, like,
so presumably, it's that it, she has spent so much time with it that it has turned her, and I think essentially there was no Wanda.
Got black fingernails.
Yes, there was no Wanda left. There was only Scarlet Witch. You know what I mean?
Right.
To use the parlance of the movie.
Right. To use the parlance of Ghostbusters.
I know, there's no, there's only Zool.
I want her eye makeup.
Very good.
Which is also a kind of a riff on the Agatha Harkness eye makeup, who of course was the previous Darkhold black finger person.
Is very fun.
It looks so good. The like contour around the nose, that's kind of like a dark line.
And, yeah.
And the like matte red. Ugh.
It's good shit.
Choice.
Well, welcome to the game. So we're playing a multiverse game this week. A Marvel multiverse game. Now, there was a... I was going to do something that I did. I think I did. I can't remember when I did this last time, where I gave you different... I think it was for Spider-Verse, where I gave you different Spider-Man multiverse ones and did a real or fake.
Okay, yes.
So I was going to do real or fake, but then I was like, let's mix it up a little bit, because we always do real or fake.
Sure.
So there was a little event called Infinity Warps. Not Infinity War. That happened a couple
I'm
years
so
ago. Don't worry. This is, you don't have to know about comics for this. Well, you have to know a little bit, but I think you'll do okay. And what this event did was it combined... It did what we do with our RPG, where it just combined two things.
Okay.
So each character got is two characters combined. Okay?
Got it. Like Hulk Logan.
Exactly, right? And so here's what
I'm
going to
do. Did that ever happen?
Probably, I'm sure.
That would be friggin' cool.
I'm going to give you the description of the character. You try to tell me which two characters it combines.
Okay.
And then tell me what their name is, or what you would name them. And if you get the name right, that'll be very impressive.
Got it.
And if you don't get the name right, but it's better than the name of the one they made up, then you get
extra
points. Got it.
So you'll describe the character, and I'll say who the two people are, and then try to provide the name.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. This is a character that is a part of the Fantastic Two.
Uh-oh.
And they're made up of always-on-fire rocks.
Okay. I'm thinking that is the Human Torch and the Thing.
You're correct.
And I'm thinking it's called the Human Thing.
The Human Thing is better, I think. So I'll give you points for that. The actual name of the character is Hot Rocks.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Which I was
I don't
like,
know if the Human Thing is better than Hot Rocks. Hot Rocks is pretty funny.
Hot Rocks is pretty funny and also isn't a thing. It's like...
Right.
It makes it sound like it's a phrase, but it's like, that's not really a phrase.
Yeah,
no one like says Hot Rocks.
Yeah.
All right, some of these are easier than others.
Have you heard the like TikTok sound that keeps getting used, which is the Police's Roxanne, but they take out the Anne and it's just Rox?
No, but that sounds great.
It's really funny because it's always about like a 2 or 3 year old walking around in nature. And it's like, anytime I take my baby boy hiking,
yeah.
And it just shows a kid like picking up rocks.
Rocks!
Rocks!
Rocks! Okay. This woman, this Russian woman, was trained in the green room, where she was subjected to gamma serums that gave her a stronger green form.
Okay. I'm thinking... So the combination is the Black Widow and Hulk.
Okay.
Presumably.
Okay, what's the name?
And I'm thinking it is... gosh, what's funny?
Honestly, if
like
you,
Smash Widow.
Oh, that's close. I was gonna say, if you weren't trying to be funny and you were just going very straightforward, you probably could get this.
Is it like Hulk Widow?
No, I said the word multiple times in the clue.
Green.
Yep.
Widow.
Yep. Green Widow.
That sucks.
Technically, it's She-Hulk and Black
is
Widow.
Is that the Inception? I see. It's a combination of She-Hulk and Black Widow.
But also, you could just say the Hulk.
Is she also a lawyer?
I don't know. I'm not sure if the character actually is a lawyer or not. That'd be pretty funny.
Russian lawyer.
A Russian lawyer that also turns into a big green monster.
Okay.
The heir of Wakanda is banished, becomes a stunt rider, and then becomes the writer for the Goddess of Vengeance.
Okay, I'm thinking that is Black Panther and Ghost Rider.
Okay, now this one is very straightforward.
Ghost Panther.
Yep. You got it.
Hell yeah.
You got it, you got
Feels
it.
Feels like my skull's on fire, but I'm good.
But I'm good. All right. A mild-mannered young man sees his aunt and uncle killed by a goblin-like creature, gets bitten by a radioactive spider, which gives him powers, but fractures his mind into 4 different personas.
Okay, Spider-Man
yep.
is one of those. And fractures his mind into 4 different personas. Is that like Legion?
It could be, but it's actually, you just started watching it.
Oh, is it Moon Knight?
It's Moon Knight, yeah.
Got it. Okay, so I'm thinking it's like Moon Spider.
This one's actually pretty good. So I'll give you another guess.
Okay. Scarab Man.
Ooh, I like that. It's Arachnite.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, Arachnite.
What is this series called?
It's called
Infinity Warps.
Warps.
So this is kind of like that thing they did where they like combined Wolverine and Batman, and yeah. He was called like Dark Claw or something like
it
that.
It is kind of like that, but it's just with Marvel characters instead of DC and Marvel.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. A son of Odin is banished to Earth in human form, but uses his knowledge of technology to build a high-tech suit of armor.
Okay. Thorny Stark.
That's better.
Let me think. Iron Thor?
Close.
Ithorn Man?
Close. Iron is the right start.
Uh-huh.
What's
Iron
like...
Iron Asgardian? Iron...
What's Thor's like main thing that he has?
Oh, like thunder, lightning.
No.
Hammer.
Yeah.
Iron Hammer.
Yeah!
That's good. Yeah. I like that.
Iron Hammer. It's solid. Okay. The dictator of Latveria transforms the population of planets into robotic minions to worship him instead of eating those planets whole.
Okay, it's like Doom and Galactus?
It is Doom and Galactus.
Yes! That's not some MCU stuff, so
no.
That shows that I'm at least kind of wise to Marvel crap.
Kind of a nerd.
Doom and Galactus. I'm going to call it Galactoom. Let me think here.
Galactoom was close, but kind of reversed the order of it.
Planet, yummy.
Planet, yummy times.
Galactoom was close, so is it like Doom Lactus?
It is Doomactus.
No!
Yeah.
That's awful.
Doomactus.
Oh my god, that sucks.
Okay, this one's fun. A clone with claws and a ferocious fighting ability is able to imbue those claws with chaos magic.
The only chaos magic I'm aware of is Wanda Maximoff, aka Scarlet Witch. And then I'm thinking claws is Wolverine. So is it the Scarlet Wolverine?
Now that's close. Do you know who the well-known clone?
Oh, X-23 or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. So is it like Wanda Max 23?
That's pretty good. This one's pretty good. I might try to lead you there. So what is Wolverine was part of what program?
Weapon X.
And what kind of magic does Wanda do?
Chaos.
What's another word that she used in the...
Hex.
Yeah.
Weapon Hex.
Yeah.
That's cute. I like that.
Weapon Hex. Pretty good. All right, this one's kind of cute. Due to an accident...
This might be our cutest game, by the way.
It's pretty cute. It's pretty twee.
Yeah, they should have called this like Marvel Twee Warps.
Twee Warps. Infinitwee Warps.
Aha!
So, due to an accident involving gamma rays and PIM particles, which my autocorrect changed to game rays and PAM particles, this character turns into a being of incredible power in a very tiny size in moments of stress.
So it's like Ant-Man / Giant Man and Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking it is... let's see. The Incredible Rudd.
You're correct. No, this one I don't think you'll ever get because it's not really a pun. It's just kind of cute. Okay. It's Little Monster.
That's stupid.
Well, it's just Little Monster, you know?
Yeah, that's funny.
Look at that little monster over there.
That's closer to being a thing than Hot Rocks, but that also isn't like...
A phrase.
Enough of a phrase that it was worth that name.
No, it's not. It's not at all.
That feels like they could have gone back and written a better draft.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, just two more. It's a short game. This is a dashing blonde, a very attractive blonde, with a diamond-lined skeleton with claws and mental powers.
Okay. I'm thinking here that it is... mix between, I think it's January Jackman.
Yeah, you're correct.
That's what I think the name is.
You're correct. Which for the listeners is which two superheroes?
Emma Frost and Wolverine.
That's right. Now, January Jackman is probably a better name than this because the name is Diamond Patch. Because Patch is one of Wolverine's like alter egos, I guess.
Okay.
But also, once again, a diamond patch isn't a thing.
I would have probably gone some direction with, like, Wolverine has claws. He's always cleaving stuff in half. I would have called it, like, the cleavage.
Yeah, which with Emma Frost is very apropos.
Right.
And it's just as Wolverine, but with, like, a plunging neckline.
And big eyelashes.
Huge, juicy lips and big eyelashes. Last one. A young army recruit is placed in a branch that uses magic... instead of technology, where he fights off a demonic red skull.
So Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
And then magic makes me think Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Okay. Doctor America.
Hi, I'm Doctor America. I'm here to diagnose all our ills. And guess what?
Hi, I'm Dr. America. You are out of network.
All of you. Guaranteed.
You have not met your deductible.
Hi, it's me, Dr. America. You will never meet your deductible. That's how things work here, all right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hi, I'm Dr. America. I'm in network, but the ambulance ride here is going to cost you five figures.
It's going to cripple you. And I know you're already crippled from the accident you were just in, but you're going to be financially crippled
as ambulance.
Well. In the ambulance. Hi, I'm Dr. America. Anyways.
We could go on.
We could do more, but we're not going to. Come see, go see our performance in Baby Wants Candy the other night.
That we already did.
That we already did, if you want more of that kind of humor. it's not Dr. America. What is Captain America? What is he?
Captain Strange?
No.
Soldier?
So, yeah.
Soldier, and Dr. Then, Soldier,
what is
Soldier Supreme?
It is Soldier Supreme!
Because it comes with like sour cream and...
Yeah. Sour cream, beans, tomatoes, cheese, lettuce, all of the above.
Right.
And that was our Multiverse of Madness alternate reality game.
Bootleg action figure idea. Dr. Strange... but spray painted red and then with a white stencil, the letters Supreme, you know, like that brand.
Yeah.
And it's like the Sorcerer Supreme.
That's fun.
And it comes with sour cream.
You know, I was going to say, just put like a white dollop on top of him with cheese and tomatoes.
Yeah.
Sick. Disgusting. well, how Star Wars is
this? Did we talk about this movie?
Yeah, let's talk about this movie for a little bit.
I did like that when she punch and make big star.
Yeah, that was cool. When she punch and make big star that go through reality.
Go through worlds.
And she's small, but punch
Why
big.
Why does she remember that it's 72, 73, including this one?
I guess she counts all of them.
I mean, I suppose that makes sense.
I mean, wouldn't you?
I do. This is so, like... Facebook clickbait meme of me, but I do really like that Wong and Strange have a sort of like Felix and Oscar kind of thing going on.
A little bit of a respect.
Like, I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
Or like, we better clean this up before Wong gets back. Like,
yeah.
Also, this is nuts. This is like Thrilling Adventure Hour, Ben Acker, Ben Blacker. Like, how are there two people who are writing team named Ben Acker and Ben Blacker? There are two people in the Doctor Strange universe, and both of their name is Benedict.
And one of them is playing a character named Wong, and his name is Benedict Wong.
I know. Really crazy.
Truly, like, we are living in the multiverse of madness.
Yeah, that's some, like, Berenstain ass.
Yes. That is some Berenstain ass stuff right there. Yeah. Or the Berenstain Bears. It's the Berenstain Charmin Bear mashup, because we're looking at these Berenstain Bears ass right here.
Right. My hiney's clean.
For a long time.
There is a universe in the multiverse where we're all just Charmin Bears.
Oh god. That would be hell here,
except,
am I right?
Except for
the Joker.
Sarah Paulson. I was just trying to think of a random person.
Go listen to the Patreon for this week.
Lindsey Graham is the only person. Everyone else is a cartoon Charmin Bear.
Everyone, which is the reverse of in real life, where Lindsey Graham is the only one who's not a person.
Yeah, right.
How Star
Wars. And also in that universe, the Golden Gate Bridge is bananas.
Yeah.
But not, everything else is the same.
Not, it's
but
not,
everyone is a Charmin Bear except Lindsey Graham, and the Golden Gate Bridge is bananas.
And it's not bananas. It's not made of bananas. It's just like crazy.
It looks like. Yeah,
it's just like you go there and you're like, this is bananas.
Yeah, it's like bonkers.
Like normally you go there and you're like, oh, yeah, that's normal. But then like when you go in this universe, you're the whole time you're like, holy cow.
And you can't put your finger on what's different about it. It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's just like, this is wacky.
This is so annoying and 31-year-old white guy of me, but on Family Guy.
Yeah, sure.
There's an episode where Brian and Stewie go to college together, and Stewie gets the, I think it's called downstairs or upstairs or something like that, the M.C. Escher piece of like the infinity loop of stairs.
Oh, right.
And he says, I call it crazy stairs.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
Oh, man, love Crazy Stairs. There's a lot of Crazy Stairs in this movie.
There are, yeah. You know, this movie, all the kind of crazy it has, it almost suffers from having too much to look at. It's almost like the kind of crazy scenes almost are like Where's Waldo, where it's like, oh, I'm not taking this in. My brain's not computing it all.
Yeah.
Talk about things they didn't bother explaining. They're just like, oh, you'll follow along. When they trap Wanda inside of like a sharp mirror, I want to say.
Yeah.
She tries to escape and they realize she's like coming in through like puddles in the floor. And they're like, oh, she's using the reflections. And they all start covering the puddles. And afterwards, I was like, hey, that's kind of cool that they didn't even bother explaining that. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, well, you guys trapped her in a mirror and you're worried that she's using the reflections to escape? Like,
maybe you should have thought about the fact that she can use reflection magic before you trapped her in a mirror.
Yeah, like, huh?
They must have not known that she could, I guess, travel through reflections.
Yeah, I guess.
Because otherwise, why would you trap her in a mirror?
But they figured it out so fast. It was very Italian Job, which truck is the lowest?
Yeah, it was very Chewy.
Wait, which truck has the gold? Oh, it's that one.
Chewy was in another transport. He's dead. No, he's not. Just kidding.
Yeah.
That was, Delaney pointed this out to me. We were texting about the movie before you saw it. Mm-hmm. And it was like at the very, because plot stuff, Doctor Strange has to use the Darkhold. And so it like extracts a toll. Uh-huh. And so at the very end of the movie, you're like, oh, everything's fine. But then like at the very end of the movie, all of a sudden he's like stricken by this crazy pain. And then he goes, ah, and the third eye opens on his forehead. And you're like, right. Oh, what does it mean for the future? And then in the post-credits sequence, he's already mastered it and he's fine.
Right, right.
And it was like, wow, they didn't even give us...
What does that mean? Oh, it means he has another thing now.
Yeah, they didn't even give us like a half of a movie or even like a quarter of a movie. Or a movie at all. It's not even part of the next movie. Then the next movie, he's just going to have a third eye, I guess, and he uses it now. Right. There's not even like a second where we get to live in
that. Yeah, with all this like kind of crazy magic and mind-bending stuff, like they can just now rely, you know, the Marvel Cinematic Universe notoriously doesn't really have a lot of good villains.
Mm-hmm.
Like they can just rely on characters we already know turning bad because of magic.
Yeah.
Like, case in point, Wanda was like fairly compelling in this, not like great, but probably like better than Thanos from a like emotional core standpoint.
Absolutely.
So like they could make Doctor Strange the bad guy in a movie. And by bad guy, I just mean like you are rooting for the good guy to win, and the winning is very Spider-Man No Way Home, where they cure the bad guy of being bad.
Yeah, totally.
Which is an annoying thing.
And is also
in
very
that movie.
Is also very Star Wars to be like, we gotta turn him good by the end.
Right.
Everybody gets
to
turn good.
We have to deflect his lightning back at him.
Yes. Everybody has to be good by the end. So that way we can, I guess, I don't know, everyone gets redeemed. Although I will be interested to see what they do with Wanda in the future, because of course she's probably not actually dead. And also, but she seems very irredeemable at this point. Like, she killed a lot of people.
Right.
Like, in WandaVision, it was like, oh, sure, she controlled all their minds for a while, and that's, like, not very good.
Right.
But in this, she just straight up murdered a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not great, and it's going to be hard to come back from.
Right.
But anyway, let's see. What are we going to rate this thing?
I'm thinking my unit of measure, I mean, an honorable mention to Pizza Papa, but again, that, like, clip only really works if you know, like, who Bruce Campbell is and, like, why it's funny that Sam Raimi makes him do funny things.
Exactly.
But I want to say my unit of measure is gonna
be... Also, those pizza balls looked gross.
They did. They looked... You know what they look like? That weird bread on Jakku.
Yeah. They look like Pizza the Hut.
Yeah.
It was sick.
Another honorable mention to America Chavez saying, yeah, no, in most universes, food is free.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, oh, man, they came so close to saying something there.
I know. I liked that, too. I was like, good.
But my unit of measure is going to be Souls of the Damned.
Yeah, nice.
Because those guys, I was psyched to see those guys. They were weird little guys.
Yeah.
I love a weird little guy.
I love a weird little guy. They were fun.
He was like, oh, these are a problem. Oh, no, they're not. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'll make him wings.
I'll turn him into wings.
I'll make him into my wings.
Who are you wearing? The Souls of the Damned.
This is Christian Siriano. Oh, nice. This is Souls of the Damned.
This is the Souls of the Damned. Ooh, very nice.
Yeah, I turn him into wings.
Turn him into wings. No big deal. My girlfriend from another reality told me that I could use them, and so I turned them into wings.
Right. Oh, by the way, did I mention I'm dream walking, or what is that called? Is that what it's
called? Yeah, it was called dream walking. There was a
and
lot.
And I am a dead corpse. Can
dead
you
corpse.
Tell by my skin?
Can you look? Some of it's gone.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the Wings of the Damned and 3 days of decomposition. What am I, you know, the measure is going to be the little gay pin that America had on her jacket and her gay parents. Cause I was like,
we
hell
talked
yeah.
about that on the way home. I was like, I wonder what the sort of like international release. I know that like Disney like is constantly cutting like the like even conceivably gay things out of their movies. But like, I was wondering as we were driving home, like, okay, that pin is probably fairly easy to clone out with like post processing and like After Effects. And that one scene where we see her mom's is entirely excisable.
Yeah.
Without really losing much of the story. I mean, I liked that part. Obviously, I liked all of her thing. Mm-hmm. I just wish she kind of had more to do. But, from a sort of greater story standpoint, they could probably remove that for, China or wherever it is that, isn't... Mm-hmm. Isn't into the gay stuff.
Yeah, they have yet to,
which is, really unfortunate. God, I wish they would just,
be cool about that stuff.
Make a stand, the limpest of stands ever.
Yeah. It is, we have yet to have a Disney thing where they're actually, super explicit, where it's actually right. also an integral part of the main right. story.
Like, Ryan Evans ends up with that, piano player girl, basically.
I know. Ridiculous.
What's her name?
I don't know. Piano girl.
She writes three just banger musicals.
Yeah, she's going to Juilliard. You know it.
Yeah, they both are.
They both are. They're going to date while they're there.
Yeah.
And then he's going to realize he's gay.
Juilliard representatives came to see their year-end musical that was about their year.
Yeah. Which never happens. You very rarely get a showcase in high school. All right?
And then they're like, we got to get both of these.
It's
guys.
Not even a performing arts school.
Oh,
and
my
Juilliard
God.
People came to see their show. Ridiculous. Yeah. Unbelievable. Hilarious. Suspension of disbelief broken.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, we haven't talked about it at all, so I'm just going to go with my gut, and I'm going to give it a 4.
Yeah, that's kind of where my head was. It's got spacefaring craziness.
It's a little. Some parts of Star Wars are kind of scary, so I'll let it ride for that.
Sure. Yeah, I'm fine with 4.
Maybe a 3.5.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do a 3.5.
That's a soul of the damned on the left, a soul of the damned on the right, a soul of the damned kind of center, and then some extra mist.
Yeah, just some mistiness. Well, there you
some
go.
Some Dementor Death Eater mist.
Yeah. It's a 3.5. It's a 3 and change. All right, everyone.
Yeah.
Why not? That sounds good to me. Yeah.
We're supposed to be singing about piratey things.
VeggieTales episode. So, do you want us on the internet? Because if you do, you can find us at How Star Wars Is It on Twitter and Instagram. Send us an email at a good podcast. Please, we love emails. agoodpodcast@gmail.com. And we've already plugged it twice, but check out the Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/howstarwarsisit. That's where you can get a bonus episode every week and a monthly long form something or other, including 11 film commentaries of the different Star Wars movies, as well as all part of the plan, our simulation heist RPG.
Yep, which is out this May, so check it out there. And you know what? The longer you wait, the better the content is, all right? Because we've got all this backlog now that you get access to for just $5 a month.
That's right.
You can go check it out and download every episode, and you've got all this
and
content.
And then leave.
And that's fine. We don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love if you stay.
Yeah.
We love to see you. We hate to see you go. We love to see you stay.
Yeah.
We don't love to see you walk away.
No. Hate to see you go. We hate to see you walk away. We love to see you stay.
Yeah, this is not about your ass. This is about like to see you stay. Okay?
Keep your ass planted at the Patreon.
Right where you are in the Patreon.
Yeah. Patreon, go to the polls.
Patreon, go to the polls.
Patreon gold and silver.
But yes. Oh, my
Patreon Snap. Did you ever play Patreon Snap?
Yeah. Where
you drive around in a little car and you see a bunch of paid podcasts in the wild.
And
try to take pictures of them.
And they all look exactly like us.
The Doughboys Double and the Hollywood Handbook Pro version.
Yeah. Well, that's everything, folks. So, like we always say. Wait, no, shit. I keep messing it up at the end now. What's going on with me? Sandwiches to Star Wars. It's about time for Tubby Bye Bye. So, like we always say, we love you. And may the fourth be with you. Bye bye. Why do I keep messing it up?
I don't know.
I'm in my head. I don't know what's going on with me.